Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work, and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. Have you ever had that thought that you're actually already dead? Now, for those who know, they know, right? They've had this thought. For the rest of you, play along with me and hopefully it'll make sense as we go. So as you start going through changes and growth, you start to kind of get the feeling like you're on the Truman Show. And if you haven't seen that movie, I highly recommend it. When basically he's the lead character in a movie, but he doesn't know it. He just thinks he's going about day-to-day life. Like when you start growing and healing, things happen where you're like, that's too much of a coincidence. Like, am I on some kind of reality TV show? Like, you just feel like you're being stitched up at every turn when things start to fall into place and it's going too well. And you're like, what is going on? And then the more you kind of dabble into those spaces, the more you get these messages around what is the fabric of life? What is this reality that we live in? I heard Elon Musk talking about there's a 99.9% chance that we're living in a simulation. Now, I don't necessarily buy into all of that, but he made a lot of sense about how the makeup of the universe and essentially it's just zeros and ones like computer coding. And it just makes you think. And then there are other things where people talk about. I've heard, what's his name? Dr. Alan Watts, I think it is, talking about death. And he said, I don't think it's Dr. Alan Watts. It's Dr. someone. Anyway, I'll come back to that. I'll let you know in another episode if I remember. But he's saying, what if you were some kind of God and you could create anything you wanted? You'd get bored, right? Just be always looking for something else. And what if when you got bored, you just decided to erase your memory and put yourself into a world where you don't remember who you really are and then give you all these crazy experiences and then give you 80 years to work it out. I just listen to that going, oh, what? Are you kidding me? And then other people talking, telling stories about maybe you're in a coma. Maybe dreams are real and your awake time is sleep. And then that thought of, well, maybe I'm already dead. This might be too many movies, but bear with me. Like, I think of some of the accidents I've had, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I fell out of a tree face first. I had a pulmonary embolism, which kills most people. So when I broke my leg when I was 20, survived that. But I had a near-death experience, like clock counting down. It was part dream state, part reality, but I was literally dying. So it was a crazy experience. But then any number of moments where you think, well, maybe I actually did die. This is just some kind of alternate reality or what's it called, purgatory, waiting to go to whatever's next. Because some of the craziness they're experiencing, like, this can't be real. And what I would say is that any of these different thoughts and different realizations or craziness that may or may not have come to you. They're completely normal. And it's when you get exposed to a different way of seeing the world, different possibilities that the world has to offer, and when you realize that 99.9% of the stuff that you were taught when you were younger is just a load of crap, your mind opens to possibilities, to curiosity, to what actually is this world about? What is this life about? What is possible? What is real? And it's a great place to be because that curiosity leads you to answers, and it leads you to new solutions and to new possibilities and new opportunities that you would never have got with the old closed-minded thinking that you would have had in the past. But as you go through the journey you're going, you're starting to find out more about who you actually are, what you're actually capable of. I'm getting a bit deep and a bit woo-woo here, but like you've experienced those moments that don't make sense from a logical perspective and perhaps from a scientific perspective. Like I had one just the other day when I was thinking a client of mine had been unwell. We couldn't have our call about 4 days before, and I just had this random thought, I wonder how they're doing. And they messaged me like a second after. Now, what the fuck? Like, how is that possible? I had a thought to message a mate when I had a spare ticket for a game recently. He's a fan of the same team. And I messaged him. Now, what made me think of him? I don't know, because I hadn't invited him to anything previously. But he said the message came through as he drove past my street down the end here. And I'm sure you've all got these different experiences. Now, there's so much more at play than what we understand, what we can comprehend, and what science explains that most people explain. But you can certainly discover a whole world of people that give you no end of theories and ideas on what could be going on. Now, in saying all that, what I do know is that using the different strategies to your advantage around this different way of seeing things is one of the keys to unlocking the greatest amount of freedom in your life, the greatest amount of ability to back yourself, and the greatest amount of certainty, because it no longer becomes a fear of death. It's just a journey. And then no longer becomes worrying about all of the different possibilities. It's like, no, I can control my future by what I can control, and what I know will ripple out in my life while I do that. And that's a really exciting place to be, because when you feel that security within yourself, then you can bring all of the security into your world that you desire. Something to contemplate. I'll leave you with that one to ponder. Enjoy your day.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.